So the same Daniel put it as anchored, no? The same for us, you know. I mean, remember the four noble truths. Eh? Yeah. What are the four noble truths? The first noble truth, you know, there's dukkha. Yeah? There's a dukkha of the body and there's a dukkha of the heart. Yeah? The dukkha of the body we experience every morning. Yeah? We don't want, you know, we don't want to get up. We wake up, we don't want to get up. That's already dukkha. Yeah? Then we are hungry, it's dukkha. We are thirsty, it's dukkha. We need to go to the toilet, it's dukkha. Yeah? And then we are tired, it's dukkha. Wow, yeah. I mean, that's the dukkha of the body, yeah. But for this, you know, I mean, we have a way to avoid this dukkha. When we are hungry, we eat something. When we are thirsty, we drink something, so we don't see it. We really don't see the dukkha of the body, yeah. But it is imminent, it is very important for us to see the dukkha of the body, yeah. To see for what it is, yeah. The dukkha brings only the body brings only dukkha, yeah? And dukkha is not only, you know, I mean, what do they call it? Sometimes they call it stress, you know, sometimes they call it, you know, I don't know, I can't remember anymore, yeah? Suffering, yeah? Most of us don't suffer, yeah? But we are not happy, yeah? What is it called, yeah? I mean, what is a bite? Now I'm in Thai, you know. Oh. Dissatisfied, yeah? Discontent, dissatisfied. That's all dukkha, yeah? And that is happening all the time, yeah? We're dissatisfied, we don't like this, we don't like that, you know, it's all dukkha, yeah? We're dissatisfied, you know, with the way it is. When it's too hot, we are dissatisfied. When it's too cold, we are dissatisfied, yeah? We want, you know, when it's too cold, we want it warmer. When it's too warm, we want it cooler, you know. And I mean, we're constantly dissatisfied, yeah? So, there's the dukkha of the heart, yeah? That is the first noble truth, yeah? And the clearer we understand this dukkha, I mean, the easier it is, or the more motivation we have to go the path to the end of dukkha, yeah? Where does the dukkha come from? From tanha, from the desire, yeah? Desire to be something, the desire not to be something. People who kill themselves, you know, have the desire not to be, yeah? So it's also a desire, yeah? That creates a lot of dukkha. Desire, you know, wanting something, you know, and not wanting something. I want this, you know, I want that, yeah? Because of our dissatisfaction, we want things, yeah? This creates all these things, yeah? If we have no desire, I mean, we have no dukkha. But we can get to this, yeah? I mean, what is the third noble truth? There's an end of dukkha, yeah? And the fourth noble truth, yeah? The path that leads to the end of the dukkha that we are starting to practice here, yeah? And it starts with the five precepts, you know, when we are here in the monastery with the eight precepts, yeah? We keep the eight precepts, that's it, you know, and then we don't have to worry about it. We don't take what is not given, you know, I mean, you know, we don't lie, you know, we don't eat food after midday and so on, yeah? I mean, everybody should know the eight precepts when he is here, yeah? And then we train samadhi, yeah? I mean, we sit down or we do chankam, walking meditation, huh? And we stay with our breath or we stay with the Buddha. Whenever we don't notice the breath anymore, we put our attention back to the breath, yeah? Around the tip of the nose. Know that the breath goes in, know that the breath goes out. Know that the breath is long or short, it is rough, or it is, you know, detailed, or it is subtle, you know, it is not subtle. Knowing nature, you know, that is what we are training with samadhi. First, you know, we train, of course, you know, that the mind keeps calm, and then we train this knowingness, yeah? The sati, yeah? Sati is the knowingness. Sati knows what is going on. Knows that there's a breath. Knows that it is the in-breath. Knows it is the out-breath, yeah? It's the same with the Buddha, yeah? Knows that there's a Buddha or the Buddha has gone, you know? And when the Buddha has gone, we bring it back, yeah? And that is where we put all our effort in. When the mind goes out, we put our effort to bring it back to the Buddha or bring it back to the breath. That's it. That is the training of samadhi. And once the mind gets calm, we develop more and more this knowingness of the breath or of the Buddha. Yeah? That is called sati. Yeah? Sati is knowingness. Yeah? If we don't have sati, we are just like blind persons, you know, walking on this planet Earth, you know, doing this and doing that, not knowing why we are doing it, not knowing what are the results of our doing this, and so on and so on. So we have to develop this knowingness. Once the mind gets calm, and it is calm for a while, and then we can do investigation of the five khandhas. What are the five khandhas? It's the body, you know, it's feeling, it's thoughts, you know, memory association, thoughts, thought formations, you know, and consciousness. Yeah? These are the tools. These are the tools of the Dhamma, or these are the tools of the Kilesas. Yeah? Have you seen, I mean, we are talking about the citta. The citta is not within the five khandhas. The citta is the owner of the five khandhas. And within the citta are the kilesas, you know, but it's also the Dhamma. So we strengthen the Dhamma by not giving in to the kilesas, yeah, by doing our practice, you know, returning back to the breath or returning back to the Buddha, yeah, all the time until the mind stays calm, yeah, with the Buddha, with the breath, and then we start, you know, more and more to develop the sati, the knowingness of the breath. Once the mind is calm for a while, then we do the investigation. And what do we investigate first is the body. Because we are attached to the body. Huh? We long for this body. Yeah? That's why we are born. If we don't long for this body, we are not born as a human being, no, or born in any kind of realm. Yeah? We want this body. Yeah? But then we have this body and we are dissatisfied with this body. Huh? That's strange, huh? We wanted it so much, you know, but then we are dissatisfied. We constantly have to worry about it. We have to feed it. We have to house it. We have to clothe it. Yeah. And we have to, you know, take medicine when it's getting sick. Yeah. But the body and the citta are two different things. We are born in this body. We die in this body and we never get out of the body. So we believe we are the body, but we are not the body. It's the same thing, you know, I mean, think about, you know, just take this example, yeah, or take the simile, yeah. When we are born in the car, and we die in the car, huh? We never get out of the car, then we have to believe we are the car. Huh? There's no way, because we don't know that the car and the driver of the car are different. Because we never get out, yeah. It's the same with the body, you know, we are born in the body, we die in the body, we never get out of the body. Yeah? We don't see it, you know, that the citta, the driver of the body, yeah, or the owner of the body is different from the body itself. And that is something that we have to realize, that is something that we have to work on. Yeah? It is immense, you know, it is very important, immensely important, yeah, to realize that the body is the body and the citta is the citta. And that the citta is the owner of the five khandhas. Yeah? It is also the owner of feeling. It is also the owner of thought formations. It is also the owner of consciousness and so on. Yeah? And memory and association. When we look at a tree, you know, I mean, our association, yeah, tells us this is a tree. When we look at something else, our association, memory association, tells us it's a human being, it's a female, it's a maid, you know, it's an animal, all this, yeah. That is memory and association. It's very important in our life, yeah. And then our thoughts, together with memory association, you know, I mean, then we get ideas, then we think about the future, then we long back for the past, and so on, yeah. But all these things are not me, are not mine, are not myself, yeah. We can use these three principles of anicca, anatta, dukkha. Anicca, for instance, yeah, the body is born and the body dies. Anicca, it's impermanent, yeah. It arises and ceases. Feelings arise and cease. Yeah? But who knows that there is a feeling? Huh? It's the knowing of the feeling. Yeah, it's the subject, the knowingness, and the feeling the same thing. Huh? How can we say it's my feeling? Huh? It's my body. Hmm? It's not. There is a body, there is a feeling, it arises and ceases. Yeah? We just are aware of. Yeah? You don't say when you look at a tree that it's me or mine. Or if you look at the person next to me, it's me or mine. But the moment you look at your hand, you say, it's my hand. Huh? Why? What is it? Yeah? When their feeling arises, you know, you want it, you know. I mean, if you can change your feeling, like you can change your shirt or your trousers or your skirt, yeah? I mean, then I would say, yes, it is you, yeah? But if you have a bad feeling and want to change it to a good feeling, can you do it? Huh? Huh? Think about it, yeah? Realize it, yeah? These feelings, you know, all the memories, you know, even most of the memories, we don't even ask them to come up. They come up by themselves. We didn't invite them. So how can it be me, mine? Yes, sometimes we look for a memory, you know, that's why we invite. Then we invite the memory to come up, yeah? But it's still not me, yeah? Because this memory, if it is a beautiful memory, it instantly disappears. It doesn't, yeah? The shirt that we put on at least stays in the body, yeah? But the feeling or the memory, you know, that comes up, you know, I mean, we cannot even keep it, yeah? Because it's anicca. It's impermanent. It doesn't belong to me, yeah? It's anatta, yeah? It's not me. It's not mine. I'm not myself. It is very important, anicca, anatta, dukkha, to understand this. And all these things that are anicca, anatta, because we attach to them and we think it's me, it's my feeling, it's my thought, it's my idea, it's my memory, yeah? That's why we get hurt, yeah? Because we attach to it and that's why we get, you know, dukkha, yeah? So anicca, anatta, dukkha. Use them in your investigation. And use the investigation of the body. See that the body is not me, yeah? That the body and the citta are two different things. A very simple example is, you know, I mean, when you sit in meditation and the mind is very calm, yeah, I mean, then cut off, you know, bits and bits of the body and then put it in front of you until all the parts of the body are out there, yeah. So who sits there and looks at the body part? Who knows that these body parts, yeah? So you can see clearly, you know, the body is the body and that, you know, and the citta is the citta. But you have to do that 1,000 times or maybe 10,000 times until the heart really understands it, yeah? This insight, you know, this insight that the body and the citta are two different things, it is very important, yeah? It is important, you know, for the stream entry, yeah? It is the second fetter or the third fetter, you know, depending on who you read, yeah? The second fetter is not keeping the five precepts, yeah? I normally call it the third fetter, you know, the identification with the body, that the body is me or mine, yeah? But the second fetter is, you know, I'm not keeping the five precepts. Keeping them, not keeping them, keeping them and not keeping them, or for us, the 8 precepts, keeping them and not keeping them, yeah? And the first is, you know, the doubt that there's heaven and hell. Some people doubt that there's heaven and hell, yeah. Some people doubt that there are 31 realms of existence, yeah. And some people even doubt, you know, that there's rebirth, yeah. I mean, that is the first fetter. And most of the people, especially from the West, you know, I mean, fail, you know, even to grasp this first fetter. So they can never enter the stream. If you have a doubt, you know, that there's heaven exists or hell exists and there are beings in heaven and hell, yeah, I mean, we never can get out of the cycle of birth and death, of samsara, yeah. And the second fetter is, like I said, you know, I mean, not keeping the 5 or 8 precepts, yeah. Constantly, you know, one day we keep them, then we don't keep them, then we keep them again, we don't keep, it's not so bad, you know, just one time, yeah, just one time. No, it is bad, yeah. Keep them and then you're rid of this fetter, yeah? If you constantly hack around, that is why it's called what is it? Sila Bata Paramasa. Sila is the precept, yeah? Bata Paramasa is fondling with the precepts, keeping them, not keeping them. Constantly haggling about the precept. Yeah? So investigate the body. See that the body is not self. See that feeling is not self. Say, just tell yourself when there is a feeling. There is a feeling. It's not my feeling. Or I'm feeling so bad. What is that meaning? What's the meaning? I feel so bad. Yeah? Say, there's a bad feeling. Huh? Or there's a sad feeling. Or there's a happy feeling. It's not your feeling because you cannot keep it anyway. you didn't ask it to come and you didn't ask it to go. It comes and it goes just like the clouds in the sky. They come and go. Sometimes they are white, sometimes they are dark, yeah? We cannot change them. Just like we cannot change these things, yeah? Whatever arises, arises. Whatever ceases, ceases, yeah? We have to learn to understand and detach ourselves from it, and from the notion that these things are me, mine, and myself. Yeah? The Lord Buddha very clearly said, these things, whatever we can perceive, whatever we can be aware of, cannot be me, mine, or myself. Yeah? And then everything, we can be aware of, it cannot be me, mine, or self. The awareness itself, the knowing itself, that you could call myself. But it is without a personality because there are no five khandha. Yeah? The knowingness of all the people is one and the same. Yeah? The moment we have five khandhas, we attach to the five khandhas, we develop the five khandhas, that's where the personality comes in. Yeah? If there are no more five khandhas, there's no personality. Yeah? There's no identity. We identify with the body. We identify with our ideas. We identify with our thoughts. We identify with our feelings. Yeah, what is it? Yeah, when there is no more feelings, none of the khandhas exist. And you can experience that. Yeah, if you go into Apana Samadhi. Yeah, Samadhi has three stages. The first stage is Upachara Samadhi, when the mind gets calm and there are no more thoughts and no more memories coming up. That's the first stage of samadhi. There's another stage, that is very seldom, it's called Kalika Samadhi, or momentary samadhi, where you dip into Apana Samadhi and instantly come back out, yeah? And then there's the third stage of Apana Samadhi, where nothing exists, yeah? Where the whole body, where the whole universe disappears, and then you see it's all fake. It's all a delusion, this whole universe, because it doesn't exist in this world, yeah? Apana Samadhi means one-pointedness. And one-pointedness means that, the observer and the object observed merge into one thing. And then there's nothing that you can say about it. It's just pure knowingness. That doesn't know of any object. Yeah? And that's where you can see that the whole universe, is an illusion. Yeah? It's an illusion, then we come back out of Apana Samadhi and we are instantly triggered by all these things, yeah? By our thoughts, by our memories, by our feelings, and so on, and so on. And mostly by the body, because it doesn't feel comfortable, or feels tired, it feels hungry, it feels thirsty, it feels cold, or it feels hot, yeah? Then we are back in the world, yeah? Back in the world, yeah? And that's what we have to investigate. Investigate the body, yeah? And see, just tell yourself, there's a feeling, there's a thought, there's a memory. Don't say it's my thought, my feeling, or my memory, yeah? Detach yourself from these things. Yeah? There's a body. Of course we take care of the body. Right? Just like we, in this world, we take care of our car. We put some gasoline in, we put some water in, we put some oil in, we put these things, and sometimes we wash it, so that the dirt, doesn't rust, and so on, yeah. We take care of the car until it dies, and then we get the next car. And that is the same with the body. We take care of the body, until the body dies, and then we go for the next body, yeah. We can't get enough of this body. Or of a body, yeah? Be it the body of a human being, or be it the body, sometimes it can be the body of an animal, or be it the body of a hungry ghost, or being the body in hell or in heaven, yeah? We want this, yeah? We are so attached to it, you know, we can't let go. That's why we have to investigate it in anicca, anatta, dukkha, yeah? I mean, it brings us a lot of dukkha, taking care of this body dukkha. We have to carry, you know, our weight, you know, all around this place, yeah? Be it 50 kilograms or 100 kilograms, you know, we have to carry it wherever we want to go. We have to carry it, yeah? That's why we invented the car and the bicycle, you know, and the airplane, so that we don't have to carry the body all over the planet, all over this world, yeah? Understand that? Are there questions from the audience? No questions? Are there questions?
When you attain stream entry, do you immediately, inwardly know that you have at most 7 lifetimes left?
Not immediately. I mean, it is one of the fruits of stream entry. Yeah, the fruit is not going to hell. You know that you're not going to hell. Yeah. I mean, with the 7 lives, you know, it can come. Yeah.
Nächste Frage. I am practicing Dhamma for so many years, have done 14 times 10-day Vipassana meditation retreats so far in the last 18 years, yet unable to come out of pornography and masturbation. Please help me, guide me, seeking strength from Dhamma to help me.
I mean, first of all, you know, I mean, there's no desire for pornography, you know, if he enters samadhi, yeah? Because there are no visual thoughts, there are no thoughts, and there's no memory. Yeah? What he can do is, you know, he can look at the dukkha of it. I mean, he excites himself, you know, I mean, it's the same thing, yeah? He excites himself by looking at these pictures, yeah, or having these pictures in his mind. It is like, you know, I mean, putting your hand in hot coal. Yeah? So what is the next thing? You want to cool it down, because it's so hot. Yeah? I mean, this desire, this raga tanha is so hot, yeah? So you want to cool it down. And that's all about, you know, what is about masturbation. First you make yourself hot, and then you cool yourself down. It's just like you put your finger in hot coal or hot ember, you know, and then have a bucket of ice, you know, next to it, you know, and then put it in the bucket of ice. The effect is the same. Ah, so nice. I mean, in German we have the saying, you know, I mean, it's so nice, you know. I mean, we run with our head against the wall because it's so nice when the pain goes away. Yeah? It's the same thing. We first create the pain, and then we get rid of the pain. So the way to do it is go into samadhi and see the dukkha of the process itself, or, you know, do a super practice, yeah? Turn these images that turn you on into something that is disgusting. Yeah? Some pictures, you know, pictures around you where you see decomposed corpses, yeah? And then, you know, I mean, where's the lust? That's gone. Instantly gone. The moment you look at this picture, there's no raka tanha, there's no central desire for this, yeah? So he has to turn it, you know, and that is a correct, that is some effort, yeah? But that's a solution, yeah? Okay? So, 2, 3, yeah? I mean, look at the process, yeah? Look at it, you know, you heat yourself up and then you cool yourself down. Yeah? That's the process, yeah? Just like putting your hand in a hot ember, you know, and then cool it down in a bucket of ice, yeah? The effect is exactly the same. There's no difference, yeah? And then understand, you know, understand the whole dukkha of the process, yeah? I mean, he sees it now, you know, I mean, he wants to get rid of it, that means he sees some of the dukkha, yeah? And then, you know, and then try to create these are super pictures, you know, when something turns you on, you know, turn it into something that is disgusting. Yeah? Okay, that was these were the two questions. So any more questions, then we can go back, you know, to practice, yeah? Kapkuti, Pavana, Nankamadi, Dantungam, huh? Guy, did you understand everything that I said?
Yeah, I understand.
Good.
So, Pavan, where are you? You're already in thoughts again.